Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Reigning in Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
When we see Him, what are we going to think? What are we going to see and know? We shall be
like
Him, for we shall see Him as He is. See, on the earth, so many people saw Jesus through tradition and men's doctrine-colored glasses. You know, so the reason why so many people are not in church, because they've never seen Jesus. They've seen what people told them Jesus was. And it's not so. They've seen a God who's cruel and hard and unforgiving. They've seen somebody they can't even relate to and compare. But it ain't the truth. Jesus took on flesh and blood. He was tempted in all points, just like us. Everything you've ever felt, He's felt. You believe that statement or not?
Yes.
I said, everything you've ever felt, He's felt. Everything you've ever been through, He's been. You might say, how, Brother Keith, how could that be so? How could Jesus know what it's like to fail God miserably and to sin in the same area for the thousandth time? He felt it all when He took that sin and bore it on the cross and was judged for it. Didn't He cry out, my God, why have You forsaken Me? Anything you've ever felt, He's felt and beyond. But is He there tonight? Is He on the cross tonight?
No.
Is He under condemnation tonight?
No.
Now you got to keep that in mind, because that's going to really make you happy here in a minute. Was He there?
Yes.
Is He there now?
No.
No. Is He experiencing any sin or condemnation?
No.
Now?
No.
No. Is He glorious?
Yes.
Seated at the right hand of the Father?
Yes.
Majesty on high?
Yes.
Is He spotless?
Yes.
Is He pure?
Yes.
Holy?
Yes.
Perfectly righteous?
Yes.
Yeah, but He had all your sin on Him. We're going to talk about that more in just a minute. Now go to the fourth chapter. Some of you are trying to get ahead of me a little bit. That's all right. That's why I did it. I want you to be thinking about it. I'm going to read you some powerful statements here in a minute, so you better hold on to your chair there. 1 John 4 and 17. 4:17, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Now let's just stop right here. That we might have what?
Boldness.
When?
In the day of
In the day of judgment? You're bold? The Bible talks about judgment when people are screaming and crying from mountains to fall on them and cover them.
That's right?
Yes. But you and I in the day of judgment are doing what? Hey, Jesus. It's us. It's that Branson Faith Life Bunch. You know us. I said, no, you won't. You'll be groveling under a rock. No, I won't. I believe this.
Yes.
I believe this right here.
Yes.
Who do you think you are? We're finding out. We're finding out.
Yes.
In the day of judgment, you may have what?
Boldness.
Why? Keep reading. Keep reading. Read the text. Why? Because
as
He is, so will we be As he is, so are we when we're glorified in heaven. Now? In this world? Right now in this world, what? As he is, so are we. How is he? He's righteous. He's pure. He's clean. He's holy. He's completely loved and accepted of the Father. So am I. So are you. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. It may be hard for you to sleep tonight. I don't know. You may be so excited. I'm just as loved of the Father as Jesus is. I'm just as righteous as he is. I'm just as accepted of God as he is. Why? Because he's accepted me in him. My righteousness is not my own. It's his. My holiness is not my own. It's his. But when the Father sees me, that's what he sees. That's why you and I can come boldly before the throne of grace. No other way could you come in there like that. Nobody has ever lived good enough or been perfect enough or been obedient enough to come in the presence of the Almighty because of what they've done. Nobody ever has, ever will, except one. And he did it not for himself. He was already in the presence of the Father. He was already accepted. He was already loved. He was already perfect and pure and righteous. So why'd he do it? He did it for us. So that we could be equally accepted. We could be equally loved. We could be equally righteous. As he is, so are we right now in this world. Say it out loud, as he is,
as he is,
so are we
in this world.
This is so true that when we see him coming, we're going to be delighted and go, I'm like you. He said, I told you, I've been telling you in the Bible all of your life. And in the day of judgment, when people who don't know him, who've rejected him, who've blasphemed him, are screaming and running and trying to get away, you and I stand right out in the open. Unafraid, unashamed. Why? As he is, so are we. Right now. Beloved, now. Are you the sons of God? Oh, glory to God. Does this do something for you like it does for me? I'm telling you. It's the Bible. I said it's the Bible. The problem is, millions and millions of people have set up their church as the authority. Millions of others have set up science as the authority. Millions of others have set up their traditions as the authority. You ask people what they believe. You watch what I'm saying. People, you know, maybe not folk that go to this church so much, but you ask other folk what they believe and they'll talk to you for an hour and never mention a scripture. My church, my this, my denomination. You know what that means? What I believe. You know what that means?
Nothing.
What grandpa thought.
Nothing.
There's only one thing that's the solid rock that you can build your life on, and no matter what kind of storm comes and winds blow, you will stand. And in this life and in the next, you will stand. Only one thing. One thing, it's the Word. of the living God. Purified seven times. Holy. Righteous. He said heaven and earth will pass away, but this my word will never pass away. Then that's what we should build our life on. That's what we base our believing on and our thinking on. Why would you think you're not righteous? Well, I don't feel, Brother Keith. Well, see, you've elevated your feelings above the word. Well, we just always thought and we just always believed. You've elevated your tradition and your family and your ancestors above the word of God. Well, I've just failed so many times, Brother Keith. I've made so many mistakes. You've elevated your sins above the righteousness of God. You've got more confidence in your sins than you do in the righteousness of Jesus. I know that's a big statement, but it's just a fact. I've had people look at me in just arguing tones, just mad through their teeth and tears, go, "You don't know what I've done." I said, "And you don't know how powerful the blood is." You're elevating the power of your sin. We just got through reading. Not as the sin in Adam is the blood of Christ and is the gift of righteousness. Oh, I don't care what sin has done. No sin can compare with the power of the blood of the spotless Lamb of God. There is no guilt. There is no shame. There is no condemnation that is more powerful than that blood. Amen. I don't care what you've been. I don't care what you've done. How horrible it may be. The blood of Jesus is more powerful. Amen. Let's look at a scripture that we've quoted and quoted and quoted and maybe taken for granted. Back up to 1 John. The first chapter. You know where I'm going? 1 John 1, 9. 1 John 1, 9. Anybody know it? If we confess our sins, He'll forgive us, but He expects us to act humble about it for a while. Huh? Show how sorry we are that we've messed up again. That's tradition. That's man's religion, and it is contrary to the Word of God. It is insulting to the blood.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Reigning in Righteousness, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1001E. That's R-1001E, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.